We interrupt this program.
Previously, critics had railed against the duo as crude, dumb, ugly, thoughtless, sexist, self-destructive, and foolish.
They are not part of the legitimate business world.
What they do is they celebrate underachievement.
In all candor, I would tell you it's outrageous filth. And if I could find some way constitutionally to do away with it, I would.
Live freaking Twitch says go follow Pez Adventures on Instagram. Oh, are you that, like the little Pez thing that goes around to places that I follow? Is that what you do?
What?
He's got like a Pez dispenser that goes places on Instagram. I think I follow him.
Really?
Yeah.
Let's see here. Copy.
Pez. Oh, yeah, the little Pez guys. See, look at, they go around to like different places. A couple little Pez dispensers.
Oh.
I like it.
Okay.
Must be nice to have Pez money.
It's like a flat Stanley.
Must be nice.
Must be nice to have Pez money. Must be nice.
Wish I made Pez money there, Gay.
Just telling Cody off there. He
lucked out, man. I was ready to go home last night. Download MLB The Show. Take a lot of batting practice.
Yeah.
Really get really focused. He's been kicking my ass off the mound.
I think that's what it is. I think it just has to do with the fact that I can just stand here. I don't have to do anything. Whereas you're checking, you know, laptops, and you got to make sure this is doing stuff.
No, then I'm going to focus. Where I'm going to completely ignore the radio today.
Go on.
Good.
Where I dial in and I try to remember, like the look of the pitches and all that stuff, and I try to do that, you know, the
I'll get
early
there.
Advantage and pick early.
I'll get there.
You'll get there.
But I was saying he got lucky because my internet was down all night last night and I couldn't download it.
What do you even do?
Dude, it's like olden times out where I live.
Was it internet or power?
Power on Friday.
Ugh.
Friday we had no power.
What do you do? What do you
look
do?
Look at the wall.
Right, yeah.
And then last night the internet went out. Ugh. Like all of cable, so we had no TV or anything. And where I live, there's no cell reception, so I literally have no contact with the outside world. So
there's nothing. You just hope and pray that, you know, a ghoul doesn't come out of the woods to fight you. You'll have no backup.
I gotta fight this ghoul.
You have to fight a demon all on your lonesome.
So, like, it's me and the wife and the kids are sitting there, and the kids are like, well, what do we do? And I go, oh, you want to go ride your rollerblades, I guess? So they're like, all right. So we went next door and they skated around until it got too dark to do it. And then we went home and played board games like it was olden times.
They weren't any fun?
No, we had fun. Oh. We had fun board games.
What was bored about them? Okay.
That's your door.
Oh,
that's where you go through.
I'll go. You should.
Now we have this one called, crap, what is it called? You have, like, three beakers, and you got to, like, match the balls to the beakers. It's like Dr. Eureka.
Oh, that's neat.
It's hard to explain on the phone, but it's like, I mean, on the phone. Now that I'm on the phone, it's hard to explain on the radio, but you got to, like.
Oh, fourth wall.
You flip a card over, and you got to match your beakers to that card. Go ahead.
Not to cut you off, but there's a taxi that usually takes people to the casinos.
Yep.
They usually don't come by here. Is there something wrong? Should we get on out to the casinos?
We can find out tomorrow for sure.
All right, we'll have to find out.
We should probably go check. That's really a sign.
I mean, yeah. But they've made board games way...
They're really complex.
Yeah. It's not just, here, take this little red thing.
Yeah.
You put it there, and if you do this red thing four times, you win.
Yeah.
But I can block it every other time.
Uh-huh, no.
So we'll do that for a little bit. What happens when we're done? I don't know. Press this button, dump on the floor.
See what happens.
And then we could.
So we played Dr. Eureka. We played, I don't even know what the name of the game is, but it's like a board with all these like glass beads you put in it. I can't explain any of it.
Oh, is that where you pick up like six and you drop one.
Yeah.
I never remember
the name
of
that
game. What
is that game called?
Everyone will remember instantly.
Where you go one, two, three, then you put it in your reservoir, yeah. And then maybe you...
Game's fun.
I don't know how I'm playing it.
I have no idea.
I never win it.
Nope, but I like it.
I hate playing games with my wife because she's great at all games.
She's smart.
She's like smart, yeah. And I'm an idiot.
Smart
I don't
people
know.
Are good at games, man.
Like, I just fake it until, like, it's done. It's been the story of my life. I'm just faking this.
Yeah.
So, I'll play the game and fake it, like, clearly I'm just going to go one, two, three. Like, I know what I'm doing. I don't know what I'm doing.
And with that game, you always think you're going to win. You're like, oh, I have one left.
Comes.
And then the next one, you pick up about 50 of those things. You're like, oh, okay, now I'm dead last.
Same with Uno. I'm always like, oh, yeah. I got this figured out.
Is it Mancala? Is that
probably.
How you pronounce it?
Yeah, I think that's Mancala.
It's like Italian or Pacific Islander.
Kids love it. Wife loves it. I'm an idiot pretending like I know what I'm doing and I have no
Mancola?
Clue. Mancola. I don't know.
Right? You're just like, no, this is great. I'm doing awesome.
So then it's like, now our cable's been out for 3 hours, essentially. And we're the whole family's just like, I guess we'll just go to bed.
I was just going to say, all right, bad time. What are we going to do?
I don't know. We don't know.
No, I'm going to bed.
And my
can't
son,
do anything.
Like, my son earnestly was asking, Daddy, how did you and Mommy not have internet as kids? And I go,
yeah.
I don't know. I really don't know what we did.
Played with Wrestler guys.
But, like, I'm trying to think back, like, what the hell did we do?
Yeah.
You played with physical things, right?
Yeah, played with toys. But at least he could play. Doesn't he have a Switch?
So at least
he could game, right?
Here's the thing about video games now. You go to turn them on, and they have to connect to the network to even work.
Oh, depending on the game, you can't.
Because they're, like, trying to back up, will not connect to network.
Or it's, like, probably all the games they play all require, you know, like the Fortnite game there. You can't, you know, probably do anything without the internet.
Yeah.
Like, I can play a game of, you know, basketball or whatever without the internet or whatever just because it's easy. But
the kids
all do the different stuff there.
So we did. We went and they rollerbladed for a couple. We played board games for a little bit. And then at 9 o'clock, everyone's like, all right, I guess it's good night then. I don't know.
Forget it. We're done, guys.
This is just it.
Oh, okay.
I guess this is it. Daddy, how did you survive without the internet? It wasn't fun back in the 1900s, kids. Let me tell you, it was not fun.
And then when the power went out.
Yeah.
And you were told to go read a book.
Yeah.
You're like, what?
Do what?
How?
Read a book by candlelight?
It's not school.
What do you think I am here?
Ugh.
Twitch.tv/KRockCNY. Would love it if you swung by and joined us there. Powered by San Miguel. They're joining us tomorrow for Cinco de Mayo.
Oh.
I think she's bringing in Mergs.
Yeah?
Yeah.
Yeah. For reals?
I think for reals, yeah.
Don't be joking around about that.
She asked yesterday. I don't know if I like margaritas. I don't think I've ever had one.
Really?
Probably not. I
like margarita.
I know you do, bud.
I like margarita.
So then we'll bring those in. We'll get those going.
What'd that piano do? What's tickling in the Mavericks do?
What'd that piano do? Ahoy, hoy, it's K-Rock. here we are. Cody Mack coming in on a Tuesday. They were getting, I know we got a couple of show bros and show girls down in the Carolinas. You were getting tornadoes yesterday?
Oh, tornadoes down here?
Yeah.
Yikes, man. Be careful. I saw it was like down in that area. Going to be some tornadoes. That's what they're just showing on the news.
And then I saw a very helpful infographic that explained watch versus warning. Tornado watch means you have all the ingredients for a taco. Tornado warning means you got a taco. So now I'm using that for, like, thunderstorm watches and thunderstorm warnings.
You got a taco?
Now I understand them better.
The thunderstorm watch, you're just watching it waiting to happen.
Thunderstorm watch means I've got the ingredients. I got the meats, the cheese, the tortillas.
You're just in the kitchen.
I'm in the kitchen.
Warning.
I got tacos.
I'm starving.
Right.
And I'm eating that taco now.
Wolves out here, Johnny. Thunderstorm taco!
For the first time in my 39 years, I now understand watch versus warning.
Okay. I like that.
And it came down to food. That's always is.
I'm going to watch this taco into my mouth. Warning, I'm going to have another.
Warning, I'm going to have like 7 of these things. I'll tell you what.
That's fine.
Dude, I knocked out some air fryer steaks last night. I challenge any of you.
Do you do pierogies yet in there?
No.
How that is.
That'll be next. Maybe I'll do those tonight. I don't care.
Do it.
Dude, I challenge any of y'all to come at me with an air fryer steak. Could it be on the grill? All right, maybe it does, but I'll tell you what.
Do you still put it in the oven?
No, because I don't got to.
But I want to put it in the oven still like before.
This is like a fast oven.
Oh. So you don't have to cook it, sear it first, and then put it in?
Last night I tried for the first time. Normally what I'll do is I'll sear the outsides and then put it in the air fryer.
Hook it in there?
12 minutes. Yeah, usually 10 get you about medium rare.
Not this time.
This time I was like, let me see what that mouth do. And I was like, let me see what that air fryer do.
See what that fry do.
And I put it in, and what I do is I just, you put a little oil on it, you rub some oil on it, and then my whatever Souders steak seasoning I sprinkle on there.
Give it to this.
Put it in the air fryer.
It was fine.
Do about 5 minutes. Flip it over. Do about 5 more minutes. Put it on my plate. Let it rest with a dab of butter on it. Boom.
Damn.
And I know you're all going to judge me being like, who cooked your steak in an air fryer? This guy. This guy does.
Oh, this guy.
And they're pretty damn good. How do I know when potatoes go bad, though?
They're either mushy or they start growing the things that you can, like, go bury them in your backyard. You're like, uh-oh, this one's having babies. And you go put it in the berry in the dirt in the backyard and hope that you can get some potato babies.
Because I was peeling potatoes last night to make the mashed potatoes. And I was like, are these getting soft? I don't know. They tasted fine.
Oh, yeah. I mean, if they get, like, mushy, I'm sure you could tell. But soft, I think you'd probably be all right.
Some of them, like, were, like green. Not green, but, like, not ripe green. Like, the other side of green.
They just weren't ready yet, you know what I mean?
So I, like... shaved them, yeah.
And maybe it's the other way around.
G-Money says they stink. Yeah, that's what I was sniffing potatoes.
You sniffing taters?
I'm sniffing taters.
Hey, you sniffing taters?
They didn't smell, though. I cut them up. They were really good. They were really good.
Look at you, just out there eating air fryer steak.
Mm-hmm.
While the rest of us are licking the gutter.
Must be nice to have air fryer steak money.
Must be nice. And potatoes.
Text line, who puts butter on a steak? You put a little pat of butter at the end.
No, it's good. Trust me.
Every steakhouse I've ever been to does that.
I didn't realize that till either text line.
What?
I didn't do that either. I didn't put butter on my steak, and then until you, I heard you do it. I'm sure they do it at steakhouses and stuff, but I've never done it myself.
When it rests, you put a little pat of butter on it.
I just, before I threw it in the oven, I did that, and they've been, the last two I did were phenomenal.
Tell you what, man, I know how to do a steak, okay?
Yeah, they were good. I followed your recipe several times.
Mm-hmm.
I like it.
Mm-hmm.
What that steak do? It go in your belly.
What do, man?
It go in your belly.
Happy May the 4th. I don't like Star Wars.
Nah, I'm okay. We don't even have to
do
anything.
I don't even need to do anything.
I haven't seen any of the new ones.
So all of you put on your Captain Kirk outfits there and go
just
to the
Trek on
Enterprise thingy and, you know, do Nanu Nanu or whatever it is there.
Just get in your Battlestar Galactica ship and fly off to
a little Sequest DSV
Avatar
and, you know, go there to
let me know when Miss Frizzle picks you up on this magic school bus.
We got it all right, yep.
All right, isn't that how it is? And Miss Frizzle is like the sister of Luke Skywalker, and they make out, and it's like, oh, no. And
yeah.
Then they go back to, they get the chameleon, and they end up in the pancreas. That's the fourth
one. Happy Buck Rogers Day, too, yeah.
Buck Rogers is the radio guy, right?
Mm-hmm.
I remember that. I listened to all those in college.
The term Ewok is an anagram of woke. Didn't know that.
What? No, it's not. It has nothing to do with woke. Get out of here.
Mm-hmm.
That was not a term.
No, it didn't really.
I was going to say, get out of here. That was not a term in the 70s.
No, it's stupid stats they put up there.
But it's a serious stat, though, isn't it? I bet.
But people are just like finding, like, hey, did you know that Ewok is also an anagram of woke? No, I didn't, and I don't care. You got to figure, man. Is there a bigger movie than Star Wars that has made more money?
I don't think so.
I don't like it. I've only watched one of them, but that's got to be the biggest of all time.
Yeah, I think I would agree. This is going to be like that, my argument with The Office and Friends and Seinfeld,
mm-hmm.
where I think Lord of the Rings isn't old enough yet, but that their fans are pretty passionate, too.
Or a Harry Potter.
Yeah. Yeah. I might put Harry Potter over Star Wars.
You think? Over time?
Even with the time. I didn't think Harry Potter. Harry Potter's, those are like the biggest movies ever.
I mean, I'm sure we can look up like money made. I think nobody touches Star Wars. I mean, it's a whole franchise. But Harry Potter's got to be up there. Ben Reilly.
Oh, Jesus.
What?
Yeah, but that isn't fair.
What?
The Marvel Cinematic Universe has made the most.
And
that's not fair.
Here's what's, you can't compare, because Ben Reilly in Twitch goes, Endgame was the biggest movie of all time, $2.7 billion.
Yeah, what's Endgame?
Avengers Endgame.
Oh.
He goes, but yeah, that's because right now movie tickets are $20. Back when Star Wars came out, they were 75 cents. Like, you can't use a dollar value.
Because the two and, when they say the Wizarding World.
Of what? Harry Potter?
It just says,
yeah.
Number two is Star Wars at 10 bill.
Mm-hmm.
The Wizarding World is 9 bill. Is the Wizarding World Harry Potter, or is it lumping in other wizard movies like Lord of the Rings? Now, have I just offended all the Lord of the Rings people because I know they're not wizards? But how does that work?
I don't know. That must be Harry Potter.
Wow.
So it made more than Star Wars?
No. Star Wars is $10 billion and Harry Potter's and such are $9 billion. So, but it's right there behind them.
But aren't they done, like, didn't J.K. Rowling say, like, there's no more Harry Potter coming out?
I don't think she's
Didn't she start to go off the rails and,
yeah, she's kind of a B-word now.
She is, right?
Yeah, she's got some views that are pretty stupid for somebody in her position of power. But.
But Star Wars will keep milking that cow.
Yeah. Oh, they got a long way to go, I'm sure.
They've got, every week it's a new Disney series comes out. I would say there's nothing bigger than Star Wars.
No.
I know that's not a hot take. I'm just saying there's nothing bigger.
No, but still, I mean, I wouldn't have guessed that they'd still be. I mean, we both kind of did, but that they'd be at number one still. I thought somebody would have bumped them. Well, technically Avengers did. But that, again, we both agree that doesn't count.
But do you think, like, once my kids are adults,
yeah,
people won't care as much about Star Wars?
No, I think they won't care as much about Avengers.
Well, yeah, probably, but I'm thinking,
I think they'll care about Star Wars.
The adults right now are the ones that were kids when Star Wars was big, so we're very much in the nostalgia.
That's why they...
Does that continue?
I think because they've done what they're doing now with the new ones and... Mm-hmm. Damn it, what's the one with Boba Fett? The Mandalorian? Is that the name of that?
Yeah, this whole
series? You know what I mean? That they're smart.
They keep reintroducing new things.
Every generation. You know what I mean? When we were, 15, we got the crappy ones with Jar Jar Binks. Mm-hmm. And now we're, 40, and they're starting a whole bunch of other ones for kids that are, 15.
No, I think you're right. I think that they just keep cooking another egg out of that Star Wars chicken.
It's like Fast and Furious 9 coming out soon.
I don't think I've ever seen a Fast and Furious movie.
I did when they came out. I remember seeing at least the first two, I would say. The first one was cool, but that's not exactly my shtick. I don't like cars.
No, me either.
So watching them go wicked fast, you know what I mean? That just wasn't my deal. I'd rather watch Nicolas Cage steal them and go real fast.
Yeah. I really wanted to watch not Jack Reacher, but Jack Ryan this weekend, and I couldn't find it anywhere. With Tom Cruise, right?
Oh.
No, he's Jack Reacher. The other one, Keanu.
Oh.
No.
No, you're...
Ryan is... Okay.
Krasinski.
Yeah, he's Jack Ryan.
Yeah.
John
Wick.
Wick! That's the one I was looking for.
Oh, you're looking for John Wick?
Yeah.
I was going to say, because I think the other one's on Amazon.
Wait, so Jack Ryan. Amazon. Is it all the same movie?
No. Amazon, Jack Ryan, Jack Reacher. I feel like I just saw those on somewhere, too. I don't know. But that's
Tom
Cruise.
Is the plot the same?
Oh, yeah.
Awesome. Guy who's been slighted by something is going to go shoot a bunch of stuff.
That's why I see everyone going nuts over that Tom Clancy movie with Michael B. Jordan.
Mm-hmm.
I'm like, that's every one of those. It's the same thing as it's just Jack Ryan or John.
Yeah,
Jack
but I
Reacher.
Love those movies.
Yeah, no, they everyone does love that action. I was a help to the government at one point, and then I wasn't. Now I am again.
Dude, I'm a sucker for those. Any movie that starts with a guy in a cabin,
or they gotta go
and the
get
government
him.
Comes out and goes, we need you for one more. And he's like, I got out. And they go, no, we need you for this one more.
No! You ever seen The Hunted?
No, who's
with
that?
Benicio del Toro?
No, but I bet I'd love it.
And Tommy,
I've seen it. I have seen it.
That's freaking awesome.
That one is awesome.
He's when got they're the all, knives.
Yeah, that one's awesome. Sniper with Marky Wahlberg there.
Oh, that's good, too. Oh, I
like
that.
Like, we need you to come do one more snipey. And he goes, I'm done sniping.
Yeah, it was a tragedy. He sniped the wrong snipey.
He goes, I'm done sniping.
And he's like, you gotta
snipe. Just need one more snipe.
One more snipey. He's like, no more snipey.
He's like, I quit sniping!
We need you snipey one more time.
And then he's polishing his gun, and he goes, I never thought I'd snipey again.
I didn't think I'd snipey you again, snipey.
Oh, was that shooter? Sorry, shooter, not sniper.
I didn't think I'd shooter you again, shooty.
I watched Black Hawk Down on Sunday just for the hell of it, because
it was
on
TV. Good movie. My only problem is that I've ever had with that movie is they could never figure out camera one, camera two, camera one, camera two, camera one, camera two.
Well, they're jumping around a
lot? Yeah, it was too, like, all over the place where I don't want to get nauseous with some of their camera action. Yeah.
They do jump around. What new one called Nobody? It's called Nobody?
Ooh, what's that?
Dude, if it's an action movie, like, man, if it's a guy doing badass stuff, I'm so into it.
Let's see.
I know I'm not into a lot of manly things, but I'm really into, like, dude movies.
I do want to see that. And I don't even like that guy, but he looks good in this. What's it, Bob Odenkirk? That one.
Oh, what's he doing?
That one. Nobody. Where, like, his family gets robbed or whatever, and he's a badass now.
Oh!
He did a movie where he's a badass.
Dude, I love badasses.
I'd watch that. Hour and a half? Hell yeah, I'd watch that. I've been noticing a trend because I was like, I'm going to watch some of these movies on all these stupid platforms. Yeah. And they're all like 2.5 hours.
Some of them are long, yeah.
And again, 2.5 hour long movie? Ugh.
Yeah, but
10 hour long documentary? Yeah. This isn't long enough.
Yeah. Yeah, same. I just forced myself to start watching it, and then I am so thankful that I did.
Right, because you like it every time. Yep.
Just give me an action movie, man. Oh, I love White House Down is so good, Sarah. Another badass movie.
Is that where they kill the president?
They're trying to kill Jamie Foxx, who's the president.
Yeah.
And what's his nuts there? Handsome boy.
Tom Cruise?
Nah, the other one.
He's in the one with him.
Nah, you guys know.
Colin Farrell?
Nope, keep going. Somebody will get
new,
it.
New, old? Grumpy Cat, Jeremy Renner.
Nope. Newer.
Newer.
Hunkier.
John Krasinski.
Nope.
The guy I don't like, Chris Pratt.
Not DiCaprio.
Damon?
I'm not going to Google it. I'm going to let one of you guys get it. Channing Tatum.
Oh, Channing Tatum?
Channing Tatum.
What a hunk of man meat that fella is.
What a hunk.
He's like 6'5". Gerard Butler?
Nah, he must be in something else I'm talking
about.
He's
in White House Down.
He is?
Yeah. Now that you say that, now I remember.
What is he playing that?
He's like the guy.
You're going to do what I say because I'm in charge of this president.
Oh.
I don't know if he becomes a bad guy or not.
I don't remember Gerard Butler.
Yeah, is it Channing Tatum? You said Channing Tatum.
Channing Tatum is the guy who's...
Oh, he's in
trying
it too?
To save Jamie Foxx.
So yeah, I don't think I haven't seen either of them. I've only seen like 2 seconds of the Gerald Butler scene. So I have no idea who else is in the movie.
You are listening to two morons try to figure out movies here on.
Hell yeah! No. Thumbs up. No.
No, what? No. What is that one? No, where is it?
The one with the guy from the thing.
No, Gerard Butler is in Olympus Has Fallen.
Oh.
I'm not talking about Olympus Has Fallen.
I haven't seen either of them.
I am discussing White House Down.
I'm gonna look.
Starring a Jamie Foxx and Channing Tatum.
Yeah, they're right there. They're right on the cover.
White House Down?
No. Yeah.
Anyways.
Either way. Same exact movie.
Yeah, they're all the same movies,
like.
But I'll keep watching them.
Literally, it sounds like those are the exact same two movies.
I appreciate all of you placing your bets on me to win MLB The Show today in our Twitch feed. If we play MLB The Show at 9 o'clock, it is baseball season. We've shifted from NBA Jam to baseball. And you know what? I'm going to feel confident for you guys. I'm going to bring home some channel points for you.
No, don't.
I'm going to do it.
Don't
do it. Hey, I'm going to add this to the list of things I never know I had to do, but I knew it existed. I'm supposed to be reversing my ceiling fan right now.
Yeah. Yep.
As spring approaches, you are encouraged to hit the switch on the side of your ceiling fan.
Yeah.
Whereas in the winter, it pulls cold air up from the floor, so it mixes with warmer into the ceiling.
Yeah, brah.
Now you want it to spin counterclockwise to keep you cool. I didn't ever know
that.
Isn't
that Isn't that a weird thing?
Never done that.
Yeah, watch. Watch the difference. You'll notice the difference.
Like, I know there's the switch on, and I know it reverses. I've just never done anything about it.
Yeah, watch.
We only have one in the bedroom, and I just like it blowing on me.
Oh, okay. If you switch it, it's going to do the reverse. You're already doing what you're supposed to do.
Oh, I am?
Yeah.
I've been doing that all winter.
That's usually, I mean, I'll switch it sometimes, but I usually do that too. Because even in the winter, I still want the heat that's blowing from that fireplace,
mm-hmm.
like, on me. You know, I mean, I don't want it up going up, so I push it back down on me.
Yeah, Oopy, my fellow fat guy, says always blowing down on me. Yeah, I got to have that constant breeze.
Speaking of fellow fat guys, anybody else can't stop sweating at night, no matter
what? Dude, I'm sweating like crazy.
All the windows open.
I don't know what's going on with my legs. I've had sweaty legs for years.
I have like 6 pillows I use. It. Like 3 of them are getting trashed. The blanket's destroyed. I'm sweating my balls off
at
night.
Are you boozing before bed?
Oh. No, if anything, I'm doing the opposite lately.
What?
Where I'll do it at the, like, I'll get home and, like, have a drink. Like, mm-hmm. I had a shot and a hard cider when I was mowing the lawn later yesterday. And that was it. That was it.
So, says it's menopause. You're going through menopause.
Oh.
Sorry.
I am not!
He's menopausal. No, he definitely is.
I am not! I need some cookies.
Yeah, everybody says they're so sweaty. I'm with you, man.
Hell?
I don't even know why. I don't know what I'm doing.
What's the matter with us?
I mean, you're so hot at night. And then I gotta wash my sheets because they're so sweaty.
Right? Thank God I use like 7 different pillows and stuff, man. And I switch them out and change them out and all that crap.
I told you for years, but between my knee and my ankle is the sweatiest part of my body.
I always thought that was very interesting. You should put like a towel back there. Like cradle with your legs. See what happens.
Like my shins are the sweatiest part of my body.
I wonder why.
That's gotta mean something. Am I dying?
No.
I should look that up on Google.
I think it means you got probably good circulation.
Sweaty shin disease?
Yeah. Let's see.
You can look it up.
Oh,
what does it mean?
You're gay.
God damn it. I had a feeling.
Oh,
I had a
Jesus.
Feeling. Of what? What does it say?
Nothing. I'm not.
No, I don't know. I don't know. What do I got?
No. Oh, wait. Never mind.
I don't know. What do I got?
Physical exertion.
No, definitely not. I mean, the act of living is physical exertion.
Asymmetric sweating can be caused by a neurologic abnormality.
My brain's broken?
Did I say that right?
Abnormality, yeah. That's right.
Other causes of focal sweating include pre-tibial. Oh, the shins.
Hmm?
Your palms, blue rubber bleb nevus syndrome, and glomus tumor.
I got blue rubber nevus.
Your lesions don't sweat, do they?
I don't know. I got blue rubber nevus, and then
no,
the
that
lesions.
Do you smell musty between your legs?
Nah, but I did tell you my balls are making a new smell. I gotta powder those better, I think.
Oh, I was gonna say, nah, man. All those vitamins and stuff you're taking is helping your pH.
Oh, you think so? All right. I don't know, there's a crime scene setting up outside
Hell
the studio,
yeah.
So I don't know what's going on.
Hell yeah! This is going to be a good day, Tater.
What's going on over there? My shins have been sweaty.
You do drink a lot of water.
Is that part of it?
Yeah.
I drink a ton of water.
Yeah.
Because I think it's helping me somehow.
Jesus.
What?
Just the questions, this goes down the list where I've started.
Mm-hmm.
And Google, you know, Google gives you that, like, chunk where you can just click and it gives you answers.
Yeah.
It gets progressively more about hygienic things as you go down.
Like yeasty or my...
No, like, no, like the questions. I don't even want to read them. They make me uncomfortable.
Mm-hmm. What? What are you laughing? What? Go ahead.
Can a man's sperm make a woman smell fishy?
Well,
science is hilarious.
I mean, science is funny.
Why do I smell like poop?
Text line, Josh, if you just stop drinking water, you won't sweat so much. That's a good point.
Boom.
Boom, science.
Do you?
Oh, no, another question.
What?
Is this WebMD?
No, I'm saying it right there in the text line. Yes, he does. Text line.
What?
It's enormous.
What?
His is enormous.
They asked if you have a huge one.
Yeah, he does.
It's gargantuan. What are you going to do
with it? It weighs him down.
I know. I can barely walk. Twitch.tv/KROCKCNY. Come say good morning to us there.
Are there any drug dogs out there, by any chance?
There might be, yeah.
We go to commercial?
An update. on that debris that's falling in from that Chinese rocket I told you about yesterday.
Oh, thanks. I'd put that out of my mind.
Great news.
What?
Looks like it's headed right for New York.
Yeah, so awesome.
Not only New York.
Great. Great.
But we're one of the locations it could land in.
Did you see that lady that died out in the West Coast when a suicide guy jumped off of a thing and landed on her?
That's sad.
That's what's going to happen to me. I'm just going to get hit with a brick. There's going to be a brick from a Chinese launch pad went up into orbit. It's going to hit me right in the...
Now, I don't want to put everybody into a panic. Experts believe it's probably going to burn up. But there could be little particles that make its way through.
What's
and
mean?
Knowing Cody's luck,
yeah.
He'll be the one who will be outside catching a buzz, mowing his lawn, hit square in the head with a piece of Chinese rocket debris.
Yep.
And when I come on to tell the story, but why was Cody outside, really?
But why was he out there at that time of day?
So, but what was he doing? Was he high on drugs?
Yep, was he high on weed pipe?
He was probably high on weed pipe, and that's what happens to weed pipers. Weed pipers get hit in that, man. What did I tell you?
Or, even more
supposed
logical.
Supposed to feel bad for him, all right.
No way. Because where was his car parked?
Right, where was it, though?
Because that's what's going to happen. It'll land on my car.
Yeah, exactly. Twitch.tv/KRockCNY. We'll come right out of spots. Yeah, but why?
But was his car a launch pad for a Chinese rocket?
Yeah, but...
All right.
If you don't know that, when Cody's car got stolen, lit on fire, everybody in the office blamed Cody.
Because
he was probably high.
Yep.
And forgot his keys inside of it. None of that happened.
No.
But it was just easier to victim blame Cody for his car being stolen and lit on fire.
Mm-hmm.
So now anytime anything bad happens to Cody, we go, but. Did he make the Chinese space rocket angry at him?
Well, went up into orbit. Did he, give
flip
it the finger?
Flip it off or something? Because
that would be it.
Kind of what, he's probably high on weed pipes. And that's his fault.
He was doing two weeds.
We will get into your Tuesday topic. The bottom of this hour, presented by Clinkum Auto Sales. 315-364-109 KROQ text line powered by Adirondack Food and Fuel in Frankfort. Dedicated parking for truck drivers, overnight accommodations, great facilities, clean, immaculate, delicious foods, all of that and more. Head over and see them today. So, Cody Mack.
Yo.
I have a quick question before we get into some of the topics. I'm gonna upset a few people, and I'm sorry.
Oh jeez.
I'm sorry, but I'm not sorry, because the most annoying thing happening on social media right now, I tweeted about it last night.
What
is the crypto flex?
I don't. What do you mean by that? I saw that and I was like, I don't know what it is. I'm not smart enough to know. You have smart posts sometimes, and I'm not smart enough to figure them out.
I tweeted at KROQ Josh that crypto bros are the new gym selfie.
Yeah, what's that mean?
Well, because what you're doing is you're doing something that benefits you, but none of us care. All these guys, and it's always dudes that are bragging. It's never showgirls. Showgirls, if they are invested in cryptocurrency,
okay,
just keep to themselves.
Like a Bitcoin?
Like a Bitcoin or a Dogecoin and all. Like there's Ethereum now. All these random cryptocurrency.
Yeah.
That for some reason. Every single day, I need to be updated on how your cryptocurrency is doing and how Dogecoin is climbing. Great. If you're making money.
Oh, my God.
Congratulations. I don't care.
Those are real things.
Those are real things.
It's not a meme. I thought it was just I wasn't ever looking at it hard enough. I thought it was just memes people were resharing about.
No.
That. Those are actual, say.
It's due to have invested
say I put
in.
My,
Mm-hmm.
There's a page on Dollar Investment Club where it shows your stuff.
Yeah.
Is that, if I took a screenshot and put that on Facebook, is that what that is? Is that, what I'm doing?
Yeah.
Really?
Yeah, it's really douchey to me, and I don't, literally I'm saying congratulations, you figured out how to make money in the market that I don't understand. That's fine.
I kind of thought it was funny when everyone did that, when it was ironic, or something happened a couple weeks ago where everybody did that for, a day, where they were look, I spent a nickel a year ago, and look, and now I got 10 nickels.
Mm-hmm.
Like that. But that was all I saw of it. But now I'm seeing a bunch of what you're saying. I thought they were memes.
No.
I'm so freaking stupid.
No.
Why do I care about that, then? I don't, do I?
I don't care. I don't care.
I don't either.
And I know I'm going to get hate off this, but I'm just letting you guys know.
Interesting. I didn't
know. Nobody cares about your cryptocurrency. Nobody cares. I know that you're excited. that Dogecoin went from 35 cents to 41 cents or whatever it is. Nobody cares.
I mean,
how douchey would it be if every single month somebody went on Facebook and posted a photo of their paycheck? And they're like, hey, look what I made. Hey, look what I made. Nobody cares. Nobody cares.
I kind of want to see if, like, you're making hundreds and hundreds and thousands, though. I kind of like that.
Like, judging by the people texting right now and my whole Facebook feed, Central New York is about to be riddled with crypto millionaires.
Yeah. And I don't understand it. Like, I just texted back to somebody that I want to invest in those atoms.
Yeah, right?
I've gone all the way to downloading an app. That's how far, and I'm too nervous to do it.
Mm-hmm.
Now, if I'm an atom millionaire, that means nothing though, right? If you're a Bitcoin millionaire, that means nothing, right? Because you can't do anything with it right now. Isn't there shop randomly that takes it somewhere?
Yeah, randomly, and you can turn it into real money, I guess, but it's like...
But how?
It's the most current obnoxious thing about social media.
Yeah.
It used to be dudes like who would go to the gym or do a workout. I don't care that you went to the gym and did a workout. You're literally doing something to better yourself. Do it and shut up about it. Same with the cryptocurrency.
Pick one. Pick one, though.
What?
You got which one, though? Well, they got to do one or the other.
Gym douche or crypto douche?
Yeah, because it's what we were talking about where a guy that's, you know, recovering whatever is, you know, either Jesus or, you know, or like Diet Coke guy or has to work out.
Mm-hmm.
Like, pick one. You either have to be gym selfie guy or Bitcoin guy.
I mean, I'd rather see dudes at the gym because it turns me on, so...
He was just looking up all male.
I mean,
before.
I do like sweaty, hot guys, so I guess I would pick that.
That's true.
Over... Yeah, and I recognize that I'm too dumb to even know what cryptocurrency is.
I'm trying.
But I'm just saying, why do you need to post it every day? What do you want our reaction to be? Here's my question. When you post... Your Dogecoin has gone up, or that look at my investments. Do you want us just to fillet you? Like, what do you want from us?
I was saying, if I like it, you gonna give me a little bit? If I like that post, you send me some.
Like, what am I supposed to?
Because then I'm in.
What am I supposed to do? Like, what am I supposed to do when you post that Dogecoin is up? Dude, are you telling me to invest?
Well, it's almost, it reminds me of when someone does the I've got the best husband or wife thing. It's like, all right, well, now what? What am I supposed
to do? What do you want me to do?
What am I supposed to do with that information that, yes, for your situation, you probably do have the best, you know, husband or wife. But you know what? Not for me.
I don't care.
Yeah, it's not. Or then what am I? Okay, fine. As a single guy, you have found the best wife. She is the best thing in the history of the world. And fine, put up that post because then it gets you a beezer later. Whatever.
Yeah, right.
Awesome. But then what am I supposed to do? Am I supposed to comment, all right, I guess I'm going to die alone because the search is over. You found the one.
Right.
It's like that where it's like the self thing where they're like, all right, I got to get some bonus points here.
Like, congratulations. If you are making money in the crypto world, and then I'll get off this. I'm just asking what you want us to do about it. Textline says they post because it gets people excited and they invest and then it drives the price higher.
Yeah, that makes sense. I get it.
Yeah.
I'm like, that's awesome. I'm seeing the people texting, they've made a bunch of money. But the posts I'm seeing, I feel like are the posts that he's seeing where you're up like 30 cents.
Mm-hmm.
And it's like, all right, that's not... Well, yeah, you're up $1,000 because you put in $1,000. You know what I mean? You're up, you know, $1,101 because you put in $1,000.
I'm just so dumb when it comes to this stuff that I just would rather make money the hard way, I guess. I don't know.
Yeah.
You're all smarter than me with your crypto. You've made your money. I would just rather make it doing radio and slinging booze. So there's a real transaction besides the confusing cryptocurrency.
Damn.
What?
Just the different numbers that are people putting in there. But it's just a matter of trying to figure out a way to get her on out. But
so let me ask you, dude, unnamed dude who put in $1,750 and you currently are up $112,000. What do you do with that?
Can you take it out like how I won on the derby?
Can you now go and say, that's my money, I want that money back? You can sell that off?
Like how?
That's real money?
Is it like that? Like you gambled and you won. Like, I gambled on Saturday at the derby and I won. They're sending me a check.
Mm-hmm.
Can you now be like, I gambled, I won. Send me that now.
Yeah, they say you take it out. All right. So nice. Congrats. You've all made some money off of it.
There you go.
You should be excited about that. I'm excited for you. But every time I get a paycheck, I don't post it on social media.
That's what I was wondering. If that's the only part. I get it. People are excited making money. But if I put up every time I won on FanDuel or DraftKings. Hey,
look at this money I made.
Yeah.
And I agree. Okay. And then I'll close it up this. Because Showbro on the text line completely gets it. You and I would finally get into cryptocurrency and the ass would fall out of it.
Oh, yeah.
I'd be like, okay, yep. I'm doing it. I'm putting $1,000 into Dogecoin, and I'm going to make some cash.
And then that news breaks. Here's the thing about Dogecoin.
Drops out.
Yeah.
Everybody loses their money. And somehow Cody and I then owe $5,000 to somebody.
Turns out the investor was a horse.
Ooh, we invested in a horse. Damn it.
Yeah, the glue guy was a real glue guy.
Damn
it. Was a horse. It was his hooves.
Damn it. We invested in a horse, and now I owe a guy $5,000.
You gotta tell me
if you're a crypto horse.
You're a crypto horse.
You better tell me. Yeah. If you're a crypto donkey, you better tell me right now.
If you're an investment crypto mule, you gotta tell me.
You better freaking tell me. All right, so, good news, bad news. Yesterday I told you about the Chinese rocket that, China kind of screwed up and they shot a rocket into space, but then there's a giant part of it that's the size of a 10-story building and weighs...
Oh, that part's supposed to detach?
20 metric tons. That's supposed to stay down here, but whoops, it went up too. So it's kind of bouncing around in the space.
Great.
It's going to make its way back to Earth.
Has anybody seen pictures of this thing?
Let me see.
Because I feel like we need to get eyes on this bad boy.
Oh, I'm sure they got eyes on it.
No, I want eyes.
Oh, all right.
I need to monitor the situation myself, I think.
It's the core stage of one of China's largest rockets, the Long March 5B.
And they were just like, oops.
It had launched their first module for the country's space station. When the core component separated from the rest of the rocket, the remaining portion was supposed to take a predetermined path that would send it falling towards the ocean.
Whoops.
That didn't happen.
Ah, sorry.
That's a mobby.
Our frick. That's on us. Right, is that all they did? Where they were like,
yeah.
That's in our bad.
Yeah.
That's in our bad. And then it was just over with?
Yeah.
Don't you wish you could get away with the same type
I know.
Of
Dude,
money
that the governments
and
can
debt?
Get away
yeah,
with?
Yeah, they'd be like, nah, that's all right, though.
Yeah.
I wish I could just call Navient and be like, no, but Navient.
It's, all right.
Yeah, but...
Hold on, I didn't even...
Yeah, but no, I'm, it's okay.
I'm sorry.
Never mind. Okay, thank you, we'll clear that out.
Well, this, Cody Mac, okay, your defense could be this. While the core component was supposed to make a predetermined course to the ocean, you can call Navi and say, I was on a predetermined course to be a millionaire broadcaster.
Yeah.
I don't know what happened along the way.
I have no idea.
So wipe the thing clean.
Wipe it clean. We'll start again and we'll see where I get in a little while.
We'll try her again.
Jeez. Is it my fault that I'm not a millionaire?
I didn't. What do you want me to do about it?
Sure is a you thing, Fannie Mae.
So, as I said yesterday, there are several possible places that the debris could hit, including New York, Madrid, Beijing, pretty much the entire northern hemisphere. The entire world, except for the topsies and the bottomsies.
Yeah, this is great.
So there's the bad news. The good news is that experts suspect it's probably all going to burn up because it's not supposed to be out there in the first place. So it's not really protected to go through the atmosphere.
Hopefully.
It's going to burn up.
Hopefully.
But
they're hoping a 10-story building just catches on fire and disintegrates into ash enough that it won't matter when it slams back down into Earth.
But they're fairly confident some tiny pieces could make its way through.
Oh, yeah, you think? Yeah. I would imagine some pieces of a 10-story building that is rocketing towards Earth like an asteroid will manage to be okay and then just...
And it won't
be their fault. It'll be like, oh, well, we don't have to clean that up or worry about any of the damages, right?
And when they say, quote unquote, smaller pieces, that could be like the size of a car.
Even if it's a baseball.
That's going to... Yeah.
That's not what
you
want.
That's going to hurt.
Yeah.
That's going to hurt.
Yeah. You ever been hit by a baseball as just like a kid? It freaking hurts. It freaking hurts. You run to first base and you try not to have tears in your eyes, but it's you
say
do.
You're beamed by a baseball going 70 miles an hour.
It may kill you.
That hurts.
Yeah.
Now take that baseball.
Yeah.
Make it out of titanium.
And make it a 10-story building.
Make it, and have it traveling 7,000 miles an hour.
You make it a missile launch.
Make it a missile.
Yeah. Yeah.
Hitting you right in the forehead and blowing it out the back of your brain.
Where in the forehead does it hit you? Oh.
Topsy fronties.
You're dead. Yeah. Dead. Yeah. Yeah.
That's not survival.
No. Maybe if it hit you like in the frontal lobe.
Yeah.
Could this have like some frontal lobe damage? Then you'd be different.
People out there celebrating Dogecoin. We're looking up for goddamn
right?
titanium good. Baseballs flying in our face.
All right. Good luck with your cryptocurrency. I'm worried about a building smashing down on my face from the sky.
Coming up. Let's get into your Tuesday topic.
It also might be on fire. Oh.
Today's Tuesday topic. What will you do when you're hitting the face of the titanium baseball trailer? How you doing?
Hey.
It is Tuesday, so we get into your Tuesday topic. Today might be like a positive one. We never really do positive ones of these. It's where we open up the text line, Twitch chat, social media, whatever, and read your stories. Since today is National Teacher Day, I am married to one. We have a lot of them who listen.
Yeah, there's a lot of teachers who listen.
Show bros, show girls. So I'm asking, what's one of your favorite teacher stories?
What'd that teacher do?
What'd that teacher do? What is something you can think of growing up that you have a positive teacher story?
Yeah.
I'm trying to think, because I put a lot of teachers through a lot of bad times.
Yeah.
If I had any positive ones, I would think back to Mrs. Robbins. She was the nicest of my teachers.
Yeah.
Back in the very beginning. I forget, was it fourth grade? My mom would know. But she was like the first one who didn't want to murder me. And that was a step in the right direction.
Yeah. No. Yep. I had that. Yeah. Mr. Ferris.
He was the first,
grade.
Like, he was like, all right, I know what we're going to do here.
This kid's not so much a dick. He just needs to be wrangled in a little
bit. Yeah.
And then I was his first, like, sixth grade class, and then the poor bastard moved to the high school and then went right to his class in high school. It was like, hey, what's up, bro?
Dude.
So tortured him in high school then. Mm-hmm. But he was at least one of those guys where it was like, all right, I get that you're annoying, but let's try to channel that into something good.
Right.
So you're not annoying everyone else.
Yeah.
And that's how I got into all, like, the TV production and all that stuff. So.
Same. Like, they kind of just, like, with kids like Cody and I, you just got to kind of grab us and point us towards something, and that's where we'll go, and we'll stay out of your hair.
Yep.
If you see that we like something, go do that. Guidance counselor in high school was fantastic for that. Mrs. Longo in high school, she recognized that I was a pain in the ass to everybody.
Yeah.
Mr. Stribe, the chemistry teacher, noticed that I was way too dumb to understand chemistry. So he said, why don't you just sit in the back and draw your pictures, and we'll make sure we get you out of here with a passing grade.
Yep, don't be a jerk.
Don't
bother us, and you'll get a P.
Prime example. Cody Mack and I, time and time again, were told by teachers, don't disrupt the rest of the class.
Oh, my God.
And we'll get you through here.
I'm pretty sure every single report card I ever had was pleasure to have in class. Talks too much, disruptive, can tend to be too talkative. Every single report card. There's no way that it didn't. Every single one doesn't say that.
So I want to know, what are some of your positive teacher stories? We love our teachers. It has been a hell of a year for those in education.
Yeah.
So what are some positive teacher stories? Cody Mack, I see a couple highlighted Twitch chats if you want to read those.
Nope. I do not.
Okay.
Let's see. Let me go back to it here. Let's see, favorite teacher story, second grade. Oh, okay, then that's why I got to reread these first. Sat on a table in front of a class.
All right.
Obviously not wearing any underwear. First teacher.
You didn't know what that was in second grade, DJ. Stop it.
Full bush, second grade teacher. Awesome. Let me see. Let me read this first.
Tisha seems a little more PG.
Yeah, that one where, let's see, ninth grade English teacher. Going to deal in the class that if we all pass a quiz, he will play the harmonica and dance to any song of our choice. They aced it, and Soulja Boy followed.
Soulja Boy!
That's pretty funny. Is he dead? Soldier Boy dead?
No.
One of them's dead. Oh, no, he's in trouble. He's in jail. The kid that wants to teach you how to Dougie or whatever. He killed his cousin or something, yeah.
The Bosnian says... God, I'm trying to read these on the spot.
I know, that's if that was my problem, I just started reading it.
Alright.
And then
guys, just share positive stories. It's not all sex for once. Here we go, okay. Lottie, I went on an art field trip to New York City. When we were almost there, our teacher asked if we really wanted to go see the Met. We said no. He then let me and my two buddies walk around New York City by ourselves all day with no supervision. Nice.
That's awesome. That's the...
Like, you guys don't want to go to the school.
You're going
to
bother us in here.
Mm-hmm.
So here's what's up. You come back before anybody knows it, before you get on a bus, and you don't have to do any of this crap.
Tuesday topic presented by Claycomb Auto Sales, Ira and Twitch. Calculus teacher in high school, one of the kids was being an ass and asked if he could finger paint instead. He then brought in finger paint for every quiz. Finger painted in calculus. All right, yeah, I could have done calculus.
That's hilarious. Oh, I couldn't. I didn't do any calculus.
Mm-hmm.
No, that was like when I didn't understand that the lady was being, like, sarcastic when the music teacher asked if anybody else wanted to leave. Because remember how you were required to do chorus?
Yeah.
Well, all of a sudden,
I did it by choice.
Well, all of a sudden, she made a thing where she was going to be like, fine, don't. Anybody want to not do this?
Mm-hmm.
And I remember in sixth grade being like, yeah, hell yeah. I don't want to do this. It sucks. And her getting all mad and, like, four of us having to, like, poor Mr. Ferris having to be like, all right, you four idiots now after lunch,
yeah,
you're going to have to come here with me because you somehow managed to opt out of chorus.
Yeah, read the room, guys.
No, I was like, no, I don't want to do this. Yeah, this is stupid as hell. And I didn't. Never do chorus again.
Chorus is fun. I did it every year.
Yeah, but if you didn't like it, though.
Oh, yeah.
If you didn't like to sing, then it was awful being low bridge. Everybody down. My parents hate this, sitting in this auditorium. This is a waste of a night. It's a waste of a night. This is stupid crap. That's the song we
I would
say.
Go into chorus and I'd go,
awful.
Everybody dance now. And I would do that.
Joshua, you just want to lip sing? We'll get you a pee.
No. We'll get you out of here.
Get you a pee.
Tuesday topic presented by Claycomb Auto Sales. What is a positive story you have from a teacher as it is National Teacher Day? Yeti, Mr. Ellis, fourth grade, had what were called bear bucks. At the end of the week, you would have court to pay fines.
Nice.
Or earn money throughout the week. Such a great teacher.
That's cool. I like that.
Shroot bucks.
This sucks. Someone had their dean and math teacher right next door growing up. You were like Mr. Feeny.
Right there at the house?
There's nothing you can do.
Nope. You couldn't get away with anything.
Nope. You can't call it. You can't like... play hooky. You can't skip school being sick.
Mm-hmm.
Ugh.
Go to the text line. We have a ton of texts coming in. I want to read some of these.
Let's see.
Mm-hmm.
Wow, yeah, there's a lot of these.
And Twitch, I see all yours as well.
You had a math teacher that stand on his head and teach?
That's awesome.
How do you do that?
That's pretty awesome.
I can't do math just looking at it normal. Okay, I had a math teacher do some breakdancing.
You guys got cool-ass math teachers. Jeez. Well, read it.
I do not think your teacher let you hit it from the back.
Yeah, get out of here. None of you had sex with your teacher. Stop it.
All of us did.
Oh, you all did. That's
they
right.
They saw me, and they were like...
They're like, dude, I need to get that 15-year-old off.
Your hog is so hot. And I was like, I know. I got this newly found BO and these new pubes, and you definitely want them.
Yeah, teachers are way into me.
They are now.
Oh,
they are then.
God. Go back and look at your ugly asses when you were in ninth grade.
With your bowl cuts and your
frosted
tips.
Yeah, nobody was looking
tips.
For you. Hate to break it to you.
Oh, man. Let's see. Oh, that's cool. Father had a construction business and used to get the gym teachers to help do roofing in the summer.
Nice.
That's pretty cool. So then, like, you would see some of your teachers, but, like, your dad would be their boss. You could be like, hey, you run a lap.
Yeah.
But they wouldn't run a lap because you were seven.
Well, is there any more tragic moment in a child's life than to realize the teacher doesn't live at the school? And, like, you see them at the grocery store, and I'm like, wait, whoa.
Why are you out at the movies? I don't live there.
What are you? Who are you?
Says who?
What are you doing? Did you break out of the school?
Do they know you left?
Dan, substitute teacher. I'm not going to give his name because he used to give us the answers to every test. Nice, I like that.
Yo, yeah, yes, he did.
Yo, bro,
I had him.
You know him?
Yes, I did. Because Dan went to DSM. Yeah. Yep.
I had a third grade Catholic school nun that chilled with us at lunch and added chips to her sandwich after she saw kids looking at me like I was an idiot and ate with me for lunch. It was pretty cool. Yo, this nun, She knows how good chips in a sandwich are.
Damn right.
You ain't dumb.
Yep.
You ain't dumb. Crazy yep. Bruce, what the hell is school? No, we know, Bruce. I was there with you. I didn't see you very often.
Nah, Bruce is busy.
Bruce is busy.
Bruce is busy hitting something from the back. I get it, Bruce. Get him. Get him. Bruce cycle.
I had a substitute teacher that would play guitar. He was always happy and willing to play a concert for us. Taylor, because he was high.
Yeah, any teacher that brought in a guitar definitely smirk or burky.
He smirked
in the parking lot, and they're like, you know what these kids are definitely going to want to see? My amateur acoustic guitar
anyway,
skills.
Anyway, here's Wonderwall.
But we did because it was way better than doing
whatever
a
whatever else was going on, yeah.
Yeah.
AP history teacher allowed me to cut and announce at the beginning, and one time a girl walked into class and Stoneface tossed a note at me. He asked if I wanted to read it to the class. I absolutely did. Oh, how we laughed. Nice.
That's pretty funny.
Mrs. Dickinson, my kindergarten teacher, sweetest lady, and she had my grandma, my father, and me as students.
Then I hit it from the back.
Yeah. No, that was my wife's grandmother was one of those teachers who, like, every generation had her because she was there forever.
Oh, yeah. I was going to say your wife's grandma.
I should have probably prefaced that. Yeah. I probably should have had that.
Everybody hit it from the back.
My 10th grade English teacher, Mrs. Am I saying this right? Mosman? Uh-huh. Mooseman? I failed 9th grade once and was failing 10th grade. This woman saw every bit of potential in me. And she would not let me skate by being lazy and not utilizing my creativity the way I should be. She's the one who really made me understand how creative I am. And to this day, I fully embrace my creativity because of her. I love you, Miss Mosman. That's a great story. You gotta love those teachers, man.
There you go. There you go. I like that.
They don't get paid enough to care about your dumbass. Because I'll tell you right now, I don't know how they put up with anybody's kids. Let alone 30 of them. 30 me's running around a room?
Right. Yeah.
No.
Hell no.
Oh, man.
Ugh.
I threw up on Mrs. Brooker's desk when I was getting in trouble in North Syracuse. All right. Well, shout out to Mrs. Brooker. Anything else coming in, Cody Mack?
Let's see. My 9th grade teacher banged my senior year's girlfriend, and now he's a fat slob.
Yeah, all right. Thank you. All right.
All right, done. You got it. A lot of people do some banging.
Twitch.tv/KRockCNY. Celebrate teachers in there for National Teacher Day. Give them a shout out. We'd love to hear any great stories, positive ones, not you finding whatever.
No, keep sending them. Honestly, more stories about
just
you getting
one time
on the back.
I walked into the teacher's lounge and they all wanted me, so I just did them all.
Science teacher, yep, math teacher, gym
everybody,
teachers.
Man.
There were thongs and vaginas everywhere. I was having them all, man. Talk about recess.
All right. Ahoy, hoy, everybody. Happy Tuesday. My name is Josh. That is Cody Mack.
Sup?
What it is, girl?
What am I do?
Twitch mics are always on. Twitch.tv/KRockCNY. Now, if you know anything about me...
Ugh, too much.
Well, it's going to be a weird thing for me to say this. So there's no easy way for me to say this, I'll just say it. I like it when one animal mates with another animal and makes a new animal. It's really funny to me. Where are you going, buddy?
Go ahead and step on.
Where you going, buddy?
I like when, like, an animal that's not the same as another animal, they have
I love
sex
it.
In that animal.
I
so,
love
like,
it.
You were all eyes when that horse and the donkey were banging it out.
Oh, I love it. Because you're, like, going against science. Like, when you go, like, there's no way a platypus is a thing. Like, that was two things
what?
That became a thing.
What?
A duck and probably, I don't know, like a raccoon or something. Probably did it. You looking at a platypus and telling me that's a real thing? And
I don't know if I combined it with a duck and a raccoon.
Anteater was probably a Komodo dragon and a snake.
What? How does that even happen?
They
an
don't.
Anteater?
Goes against science. Goes against science.
Science laws are broken when you're talking the laws of physics.
Yes, it was originally called the duckoon, J-Bomb says.
Oh, I get it.
So,
what?
Why do you guys don't... Guys, I'm a very smart person. I would not be here if I were not as intelligent as I am.
Let's see. What is a platypus made of?
thick, dense fur.
That's not what I was looking for.
Cody, they're not gonna tell you.
Oh, this is the thing that you know that science is...
No. Big Zoo doesn't want you to know where all these things come from. They don't want you to know what's inside the platypus.
My family lineage has always been in the pocket of Big Zoo. So if I'm not familiar with Big Zoo's downfalls, that's because I've been blinded to it growing up my whole life. Yeah. My mother was a member of Big Zoo.
Thank you. So don't think for a second that y'all ain't being tricked by Big Zoo, because you is.
Yeah.
So here's a problem that we have. This isn't a funny mating. It is because of the name of it.
I was going to say, where is he going
with this? All right. All right. So anyways, I was watching this dog.
I was in the woods.
I was watching this dog go real hard on this skunk, and I couldn't look away.
I was in the woods, and I saw a deer. And I was having at this cat, man, and I was like, that's where they get a jackalope from.
Now I got a pet dunk that lives with me, half dog, half skunk.
It's pretty cool. Call it
Dingus the Dunk. No.
Dingus!
Hey, Dingus! Get out of garbage!
You're Dingus!
Get out of garbage, Dingus!
Dingus, come!
Dingus, stupid dunk! Stupid dunks. You guys know how stupid dunks are.
Dingus!
Please! Can I get serious here? Jesus, this is a professional broadcast.
Since the guy starts out with, I like with two different animals.
Dude, I love it. Sometimes it works, sometimes it doesn't.
My favorite is when a seagull swoops into the ocean and gets it just right into the fish real quick.
Oh.
And then out.
A feagle? You talking about feagles? I love a good feagle. No, please. This is a scientific story.
Sorry. Yeah, try to do some science here.
So because of the changing temperatures on planet Earth, polar bears are making their way south.
And banging everything in sight.
No, hear me out. Polar bears are making their way south. Grizzly bears are making their way north. And they've started doing it.
Oh, mulatto bears.
No, they're called... I don't think you can say that in 2021.
Mulatto? Really?
No, you definitely can't.
Really?
No, it's very offensive.
Seriously?
Yeah.
Oh.
Allow me to educate you and tell you that's not appropriate.
Oh.
No, they're known as pizzly bears or growler bears.
Yeah, that's way better.
It's way better! Two factors are behind the phenomenon. Like I said, grizzlies are moving north because of hotter temperatures. Polar bears are moving south.
I don't know which name I like better.
In search of food. They started meeting each other.
Oh, yeah.
Pizzlies have been spotted as far back as 2006, but their numbers are growing exponentially.
What are you?
I'm a pizzly. Oh, we can't be together then.
No, we can't. Dude, I love it. I love it.
So they've never met up before and they were like, what's up?
So now we have pizzly bears or growler bears, whatever you want to call them.
What's that polar
yo,
doing?
What's that yo, what that polar doing over there?
What up?
I mean, they're pretty much the same, so it's not like a big stretch.
Yeah.
So their parts would definitely work.
Well, yeah. They're just bears.
They're just still, at the heart of it, they're still bears.
Yeah, they're just bears. What?
Foo Fighters headed up by Dave Grohler Bears? Yes. Yes, exactly right, J-Bomb.
Fur Fighters.
What are you looking at?
The Fur Fighters.
Yeah, Fur Fighters. Dave Grohler Bear.
Cats and rabbits make babies?
Yeah, what? That can't be like...
Rabbits.
Because they're out in the...
thing? They're out feral? They're out wandering around?
Yeah, they're out in the wild. Is that why?
Somebody Google cat rabbit hybrid. I gotta see that.
I don't think I want.
Is it
to.
A cat with big ears? Oh, or a puffy tail?
Wow, that pops up pretty fast.
What does it say? What does it look like? Describe it to the audience.
An atrocity of nature.
What features are highlighted?
It looks like a rabbit or a cat shaped rabbit.
Let me see. Yo.
What?
Yo, man.
It messes
That's
with
not
my head
real,
a little
right?
Bit. Those aren't real.
Lenny Kravitz?
That's it.
Get the hell out of here! That's the funniest thing! Lenny Kravitz! All right. I was reading a fascinating article on Bob Ross.
Okay. All right.
And why it's completely impossible to get Bob Ross paintings. Like, you know who Bob Ross
is,
right?
Yeah, but I never really thought.
He was like a badass drill instructor. And then he like... just discovered he wants to paint.
Okay.
So he moved from Alaska back to Florida. and starts doing that TV show where he's like, happy little trees and blah, 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 blah. So when he would make these paintings, he would, like, you know, send one to, like, your local PBS station.
Yeah.
Or, like, hey, we're doing a fundraiser for the local children's hospital. Here's one. But, like, 99% of them are in a box. Like, in a bunch of boxes at his headquarters.
Oh.
Because he never, like, he's like, yeah, I painted it. No big deal.
At his headquarters. That's why.
So he's obviously dead, but they still make a ton of money off of Bob Ross.
Yeah, why wouldn't they?
Because they just had, like, in the article, the lady goes, we just never really thought about it. Well, but I guess nostalgia, that helps the value.
Yeah, now nostalgia is a thing. So with that, so someone like Cambone, who grew up watching him, would, you know, well, him and, you know, Pappy would pay, like, $500 for some type of hand-drawn thing or something.
No, they'll go for, like, $90,000 because they're so rare.
That's what I'm saying. And Bob Ross is a big deal. People like that dude.
It was just fascinating. I didn't know much about Bob Ross.
Yeah.
But now they obviously market his face and all that because he's...
I didn't know he was a...
drill instructor?
Yeah.
Yeah, he was in the military for, I think they said, 10 years in that article. Hmm. So, Cody, did you see this viral photo of a Starbucks order? Listen, I don't drink coffee. I don't know why you guys like coffee. Cody loves it.
Gives you a little perk.
We're going to be at Dunkin' tomorrow. I prefer the Dunkin' refreshers myself. Cody likes that summer batch. We'll be out there in Marcy tomorrow at 11:30.
Thing with that summer batch is you got to watch out for when she's wearing a sundress.
Blocked.
Oh.
We'll be out there tomorrow 11:30 giving out free Dunkin'. We're paying it forward. With our friends over at Dunkin'. So Cody will like the coffee. I love the smell of Dunkin'.
Yeah.
I just have always loved the smell of coffee, but I can't drink it. A, it makes me go to the bathroom real quick.
I'd already stopped at a cinnamon roll place that day, but now this time I'm not going to be able to handle myself when we're there because we won't have stopped before.
Mm-hmm.
I'll have to get some Dunkin' treats while I'm there.
Yeah, dude. So this is an order, not at Dunkin'. This was a Starbucks order. But okay. When I go to a Dunkin', I see you people drinking coffee, kind of like coffee's supposed to be drank. Like, Cody will order it, and they'll be like, it'll be like, what, two creamers where you put in it?
Yeah. They tend to do a lot, Dunkin', they'll have like four and four. So I'll just be like, yeah, two and two.
But that seems like a normal order.
Yeah, but man, people go buck wild at these places.
I'm going to read you Edward's order.
It's one of the things one of the reasons I can't go to Starbucks, because what you're about to read. All of them are like this. I can't do it.
Allow me to prepare myself.
I don't know how people do this.
For Edward's order. It was tweeted out by a dude named Josie.
And how do you figure out this is what you need?
Yeah, like this Edward. Is some... Dude, this is an order.
Yeah.
It's made by Edward.
Oh, made by... Okay, sorry. Made by
Edward. No, it was made by Josie Edward. But I'm assuming Edward went on the app or something and created this concoction.
Gotcha.
Caramel Crunch Frappuccino... Add 5 banana, extra caramel drizzle, extra whip, extra ice, extra cinnamon, doll top, 7 pumps of dark caramel sorrent something, extra caramel crunch, 1 pump honey blend, extra skim milk, 5 pumps frap rat cough, 7 add frap chips, heavy cream, double blended. That's his order.
I'm going home. I don't know what the hell that just was, dude.
How?
That doesn't make any sense.
How do they even, how did this Edward guy figure out that's exactly what I need right there?
Also, what a piece of trash.
Total trash.
Total trash. Absolute trash. You're a trash human if that's what you do.
Mm-hmm.
I don't care how much you like it. I don't care if the Starbucks guy doesn't give an F to make it.
Like, you're taking advantage of people.
Yes. Yes, you are. That's got to be a joke, too, because it doesn't have anything in it.
Like, there was a caramel frappuccino at some point, but
that's what I mean. The caramel crunch frappuccino or whatever. There's no frappuccino in it. It's all pumps of things.
Pumps,
like your mom.
And extra whip, extra ice. He figured out his exact combination of drink, what he gets. That's like, to me, when I read that, it'd be like if I went to Taco Bell and I'm like, could I get the, let me get the cheesy gordita crunch, but instead of a shell, let me get a hamburger bun, and instead of the cheesy gordita, let me put a cheeseburger in there, add bacon,
add Some brisket, might as well.
Yeah, like throw it. Like I'm completely changing whatever they came
up with. Put Southwest sauce, blue cheese, honey mustard, regular mustard, spicy yellow mustard, and mayonnaise on there.
Yeah.
Put that on top of some spaghetti.
Right, like.
Like, sir, this,
sir, do you clearly don't want to be here.
You're my least favorite person in the world, sir. You want to stay around?
Or, yeah, right.
Because guess what? That final ingredient. When you say, remember how you, Edward, you here?
Yeah. You know what said double blended at the end? Does double blended mean a super ass ton of spit?
Yeah.
Because that's what's going in this thing.
I'm putting my balls in your drink.
Yeah, I double dunked my balls in it. There's some caramel crunchies.
Yeah, I don't even know. Like, at what point?
What a jerk.
Like. I'm not the healthiest of people. That's obvious.
Like, that guy's just got to be doing it as a goof.
But I read this order, and I got to think, that's a lot of sugar and a lot of calories. And when that, you drink that, you're drinking cocaine, and then you're going to crash real hard from whatever the hell that thing is.
Yes, yes, you are. Yes, you are.
So many things. Twitch.tv/KROCKCNY, powered by San Miguel. What?
And then from the text line, what do they serve at the Marcy Duncan?
Hmm.
If someone's Ice Bear says, if that's, well, we're going to the Marcy one tomorrow, we'll want some venison jerky.
I think maybe he makes the venison
jerky. Is that an order that, like, we put in at Duncan? Like,
can I get
Boston cream
Duncan
venison?
Yeah, can I get the venison jerky donut, please?
That's, that's just like, go to Duncan, get some venison jerky.
Could I get the sausage, egg, and cheese, but instead of sausage, could I get venison? And instead of egg, could I get quail feathers?
Oh, quail eggs. These eggs you got for quail eggs. I brought my own.
Sir, we don't. You're at the wrong location.
I have quail eggs for you.
Sir, this is a Wendy's. So Zippia.com.
Huh?
Zippia.com has released an article on each state's favorite fry.
Yeah. I remember when I got my interview request from Zippia.
And they called you and said, hey, what's your favorite fry?
And I was like, get out of here about my car's warranty, you frick.
No, I don't know you. What's your favorite fry, Cody? And
dude,
I'll tell you what New York State's is.
It depends. I can't pick. You're not going to make me pick.
Mm-hmm.
Because sometimes I like that good, like, boardwalk fry that can put some vinegar on it from, like, an Enchanted Forest. I also like a crinkle cut fry.
Ooh.
I like a curly fry sometimes.
Ooh.
I like a tater tot.
Ooh.
I'm saying, man, I can't pick. I like a nice hot steak fry.
Dude.
Dunked in some donkey sauce.
Oh, my God. I'm thinking about Red Robin steak fries and campfire sauce right now,
I can't pick, man. I cannot pick. But
I would say steak fries are my favorite fries.
I was going to say, if you're making me, like, gun to my head, I would say, like, whatever the boardwalk fries are, because it's Enchanted Forest. Right there, those ones where you can put some, like, vinegar on them. They're almost like Five Guy fries.
Well, they claim, that might be what these are. They claim the Northeast likes shoestring fries.
No, that's, like, real thin, like Copper Top.
Those are shoestring?
Those are my least favorite fries.
Ooh.
No offense, Copper Top. Yeah.
What are shoestring, like, super thin?
Wicked thin.
Just, like, you know, McDonald's,
like,
fries?
No, like potato sticks.
Oh!
No, like, you know those? Like that, almost.
Interesting.
Yeah. Nope. Nah, man.
No, New McDonald's Jersey, New York, Pennsylvania, all saying shoestring fries are our favorite fries.
Nah.
Oh, I don't like those fries.
Those are matchstick fries? I haven't even heard of that.
I don't like them.
Is that not the same thing?
No, that's too much.
I gotta look it up.
Smiley fries did not make the list, text line, but I do love a good smiley fry overcooked in the air fryer.
Shoestring, that's the same thing.
What is it?
As a
matchstick?
Yeah. Yeah, yeah.
Arkansas, Illinois, Indiana, and Oregon all picking steak fries.
Okay.
Those are my fries right now.
You said you've done the curly in an air fryer?
I've never done a curly. You can buy the bagged Arby's fries, and you can buy the bagged Red Robin steak fries.
You can buy any of them. Go to Walmart.
Dude, I love them so much. The key to it is overcooking all of it so they get that fryer crisp.
Wow, how has McDonald's not been like, we're also going
to
sell
them? Because they want you to come to McDonald's.
Well, yeah, but then you get them there, and you get you to spend like $6 on a giant frozen bag, and then you can't cook them right, and then you go, forget it, now I got to have some real McDonald's fries, and then you got your
twice. I wonder if you can recreate McDonald's fries at home. I doubt it.
Yeah.
What's that show you were watching where they were recreating fast foods?
Damn it. Fast food something.
But did they ever try the fries?
I can't. Yeah, oh, yeah, they've recreated, although they were always just like a throwaway to it. Not a McDonald's either. I don't remember them doing a McDonald's fry. I've seen them do like the cheesy crunch from, you know.
Yeah.
Taco Bell and stuff like that. But,
Kentucky, Michigan, they pick crinkle fries.
I like a good crinkle cut.
A lot of states, cheese fries.
Well, that's not a fry.
That's not really a fry, though. That's a cheese fry.
Yeah, that's not a fry. You can do cheese with any fry.
You know what? I'll tell you what, Connecticut, Vermont, Massachusetts, all of you kind of surrounding us, you picked the worst fry with sweet potato fries.
I had that.
Sweet potatoes suck.
I like that for a while.
It's, sweet potatoes?
Yeah, it depends on what you're eating with it.
So gross.
Like what type of sandwich I got with it, you know what I mean?
Mm-hmm.
Because you know what? You say that's so gross. Have you ever had Frank's over there?
What you got?
Frank's got like a special treat like that where you dunk it in my mustard. In my mustard, you never had, Matt?
No, I haven't.
See, he does Bucket of Chicken Tuesday.
What's he do?
Bucket of Chicken Tuesday? He makes his own, like, chicken over there on Tuesdays.
Dude, get out of here.
At the press room. I'll show you a picture.
He's making weekday whiskey wings, by the way.
Saw that. We got to get some of them.
Text line, Josh, I'm 40 and I just had the smiley face fries the other day for the first time. What have I been missing? Dude.
Hey, aren't they awesome?
They're awesome.
They hold very well. Like, you can give a good dunk in some sour cream or something like that.
Some of them have, like, cheese in them. There's, like, a whole combo of the smiley fries.
Those are all good, man.
Yeah, man. Because those aren't even fries. They're mashed potatoes in a smiley face shape.
Yeah. Yes. Right.
What else is coming? People's favorite fries?
People like waffle fries.
Yeah, that made it a lot of states picked waffle fries. I got to be in the mood for a waffle fry, although they do hold a lot of condiments. That's the thing I like about a waffle fries. You're getting a lot of ketchup coming up with
those. Very true. Quest for the biggest order of fries. Hell yeah. I would do that. Let's see.
Poutine is not a fry. It's a combination with fries. But
still, you might as well put that on there because people
cheese
are...
Cheese fries.
Yeah. That's so weird.
Nobody picked curly fries, oddly enough. Yeah, a lot of people picking tater tots, though.
Yeah, I like tater tots. Curly fry, I feel like it's a special occasion thing. You know what I mean? Like you're at the fair and you get something like that or at a ball game or something weird. Even then, you don't get curly fries at a ball game.
I've never had curly fries outside of an Arby's order.
Really?
No, I don't know. Where would I get them? Like at a fair?
Yeah, I've had them at the fair.
Mm-hmm. Oh, Space Babe, Sleeper, yeah. Potato Wedges, dude.
That's different than because that's like a KFC, Potato Wedge, not a steak
fry. Dude.
I like those, too.
Because they have a little bit of skin on them, right?
Yep. Dude. A little more potato in the middle.
Yeah, Potato Wedge is a sleeper, I'll give you that. Waffle fries and Potato Wedges, those hold a lot of condiments.
Yeah, sometimes waffle fries are not my favorite at all.
No?
They're
hit or miss.
Yeah, they're too big. Sometimes there's too much on them. Or like, you know what I mean? Like it's too much of a...
Mm-hmm.
Like a thing, like I'm eating a hash brown.
Yeah, it's true. It's true.
I don't want no breakfast.
I ain't coming for breakfast.
Yeah, what?
What?
Yeah, that's okay. The text came in the exact same time that I was going to ask that. What about a home fry? What does that count as?
I don't know.
That might be my favorite. It's got the difference. Fry right in there. It's a potato. You cut her up. You throw it in the pan.
Now, when you say home fry, is it like the
cut up potatoes in chunks?
So it's the squares, not the little stringy ones?
No, take some salt potatoes from the night before.
Cut them up,
throw them in the pan.
So what's the stringy ones? Hash?
Yeah, like a hash brown. Or I mean,
but it's loose, right?
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. I don't want home fries.
Damn, home fries are another good one.
Does that count?
Yeah, it would. It's just a square fry.
Yeah, if you can say cheese fry is the number one fry, then I'm going to put home fries on there.
Ooh, Wendy's breakfast wedges, Cody.
They got breakfast potato wedges.
What's good, Wendy's?
Wendy, what that breakfast wedge do?
What that wedge do, Wendy? I don't know how you sports fans do it. I got a bunch of different sports stuff here.
Sup, bro? All about all of them. I was on all of them yesterday.
Like, how do you guys deal with Aaron Rodgers?
Oh, I don't. I've notoriously said he's a whiny bitch.
Like, what do you want, Aaron Rodgers? What do you want?
Nothing. Okay, so you want to go from a team that has one of the best wide receivers in the game and one of the best running backs in the game in Aaron Jones to where? Where are you going? The Broncos?
You signed the deal, man. You took the money.
Yep, you're the one that signed a 4-year, $100 billion deal. And now, like, he's always been this chip on his shoulder. He thought he's better than God himself because he thought he was supposed to go top five in the draft, and he slipped all the way down to Green Bay.
Love Child says they're doing what Green Bay is doing to him, what they did to Favre.
Yep, this could, because Green Bay is an organization that does not, you are not bigger than the organization. Mm-hmm. Green Bay is not going to cater to these guys. He'll be gone.
Yeah.
Aaron Rodgers is done in Green Bay. He will never play another snap there.
You think so?
Oh, yeah. Yep. Gone. 100% gone. He's the reason the Broncos didn't draft a quarterback.
Wow.
Like, he is, or even the Patriots. I mean, I'm sure, like, you don't want to trade someone like that to the Patriots or the Broncos, you know, wherever. You don't want to trade him at all.
Mm-hmm.
But He's just so whiny about everything.
It's every day another story like, about this idiot.
Like, great, dude. They didn't draft you the help you want. Like, all right, well, you still have some of the best. You have Davante Adams, dude. Or Davante Adams. You have one of the best wide receivers in the game. You have a couple other twos and threes that are okay. You have a good tight end. You have a couple good running backs. Your defense kind of sucks. And yeah, they made a bad call where they kicked that field goal. Good. We want to come to the Cowboys where we suck forever?
You know what I mean? You can always suck with the Cowboys.
Right. You want to come on the Cowboys? You want to be 8-8? But no, yeah, he's...
Every day it's a new thing with him whining.
Always.
Just a breakup, man. Just a breakup.
And I like how the he... If now it's radio silence.
Now he's not saying anything?
Well, dude, you put this out there.
Yeah.
Don't try to act like this was a rumor that started. You told your agent, put this out there. Mm-hmm. That's how all these PR firms work, man. What do you think? It just Adam Schefter just, you know what I mean? What do you think? Somebody got a call, a random fan called and was like, dude, I saw Aaron Rodgers at a bar.
He's really upset.
He's really sad. No, Aaron Rodgers said, hey, agent, I don't want to be here anymore. Agent went, Text. Hey, Adam Schefter. That's how that stuff works.
A Phillies fan caught a 97-mile-an-hour foul ball with his bare hand.
I saw that while holding the dog, dude.
Did not. No, ice cream.
Ice cream.
Did not drop his ice cream.
And it was like one of these.
Yeah.
Wow. All right, man. I'm impressed.
Oh, get that fan a contract.
That was coming in hot.
It was.
I think you're impressing all of us now. Here we go. 97 miles an hour, we're told.
I mean, come
nice.
On.
And then it was
with his girlfriend right there, too.
It's awesome.
It's bonus points.
And then it's something that Cody and I can both relate to.
Definitely getting some later.
How do I say the Oakland A's starter's name, Jesus Luzardo? You know, he's a pitcher?
Yeah, that works. Yeah, you're right.
So he is injured. They're not giving all the details. But it was because he raged out playing a video game.
Really?
And he hurt his hand.
Ah, that, you know, off, they had to ban Guitar Hero.
Did they?
Because pitchers
players were getting, oh, yeah.
Like the motion of blah, 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 and they were hurting their arms. What was he playing?
They don't say the game, but here's Bob Melvin talking about it.
Before the game, he was playing a video game and accidentally bumped his hand on the desk as he was playing the game. He came in, was a little bit sore. Training staff checked him out. We threw him in the cage before he went out there. Watched him warmed up. He was comfortable pitching. Training staff was comfortable with him pitching. After the game, we got an x-ray and there was a hairline in the pinky finger.
Oh, so he bumped it like this?
Yeah.
Because I've
went to go whip the controller and hit his hand?
Yeah, I've never bumped my hand playing a video game ever. I've smashed my hand on something in anger.
Yeah.
That's hilarious,
man. I'll tell you right now what happened, because every time I play Cody in a video game, I rage out and want to punch something.
There you go.
My man either swung his arm too hard, hit his pinky on the edge or something.
Yeah, man.
They got video games back there, but before games, they got video games.
Oh, yeah, they have whatever they want back there.
That's pretty cool.
And some managers come in and be like, nope. I forget who it was, but someone came in somewhere and was like, and that's gone, and that's gone,
why?
And that's gone, and that's gone, and that's gone, and
distracting?
That's gone. Distracting? Some of those coaches were like,
the good old boys, yeah.
I'm going to be tough, and you can play video games. Zims is for ladies.
That's or they're like you got to keep your head in the game. You got to be focused.
Yeah.
Man. Yeah, I want to know what game he was playing.
That's hilarious. Call of Duty or something, I bet. Fortnite. I just like that he smashed his hand.
Well, that's the thing about all these athletes now is they're 20-year-olds.
Right? And
they're in their 20s. They play games.
Right? And it's bumped his hand. Just say he was playing a video game, got angry, and he smashed down because you're allowed. If you're... It's not
illegal.
Like, yeah, it's not like you're not allowed to show anger towards something that's frustrating you.
Whoa.
Like, you know, come on.
He bumped his hand.
He bumped it.
Sure he did.
Is that a way to make it so he still gets paid?
Oh, maybe.
Uh-huh.
Whoops, I was an accident.
Bumped it. Cash my check, please.
Have you seen this story about the guy in Long Island who hasn't paid a mortgage payment in 20 years?
I was just reading that. What a douchebag. And he didn't give any comment to the reporters.
He's working the system, man.
Yeah, big time.
His name is Gurmat Hansipal. I'm saying that wrong, probably.
Yeah, I have no idea.
But he got this mortgage 20 years ago. He gets this mortgage for a house in Long Island, valued at time about $298,000, $290,000 in 1998. He makes one payment and then never makes another payment again.
Yeah, that was it.
And you're like, well, how do they not get rid of him? every single year, he would just file bankruptcy and put all this, like, red tape. He just kept working the system so nobody could kick him out of the house.
He was smart enough to learn all that, but not smart enough to, like, you know, get a job that supports a house he could live in.
So this goes on 2001, 2002, 2003. When that wouldn't work, he would kind of, like, transfer the deed to a like a friend or a relative.
Yeah.
And then that would start the thing all over
all
again.
Around, so they could be bankrupt. And he literally destroyed his whole family's credit.
Oh, yeah, yeah. Just for this free house.
Yep. That he'll eventually have to figure out.
So then,
how to get out of. They'll eventually get him out of there.
The bank that owned the house.
Yeah.
Offloaded it to another mortgage company. The mortgage company offers him $20,000 to leave.
Yeah.
They're like, we'll give you 20 grand. Like, he goes, no, I'm not leaving.
Get out of here, you frick.
And he's still in the house.
Yep.
Because of all the red tape and all the paperwork and, man.
Why anybody would want to live like that is baffling to me.
Like, you know what? I mean? Just,
like, why? Living,
I would be in constant anxiety.
That's what I'm saying. You're living in anxiety for any time you see a car come by ever, you're assuming it's somebody to come and put an eviction notice on your door or something.
But when you just don't give an F, like, this guy clearly doesn't give an F.
But he does enough to do, like,
the bankruptcy and stuff.
Yeah, bankruptcies and foreclosure things, and he cares enough. He's smart enough to figure out some of this stuff, because I have a feeling everybody would be doing this if they could do it. You know what I mean? If the people that are, like, about to be evicted from their houses could be like, what do I got to do?
Well, why isn't this an arrestable offense? Like, he's stealing.
Right? Yeah. No idea. Like, I have no idea how that even happens. How a cop hasn't been like, nah, brah.
Or, like, a judge hasn't been like, you are squatting.
Yeah, we're done with all of this.
We're done. It's been 20 years. Forget, like, it hasn't been a year.
Yeah, forget all of this stuff.
Yeah.
You're a jerk, dude. You don't get to just live here for free.
Right.
It's not how this works.
Because eventually this is going to come to a head, right? He's going to have to pay this money back.
Or he's going to have to
go to jail.
He's going to have to leave.
Yeah.
So they're going to be like, hey, you're out.
Yeah.
Then what?
We put a big lock on the door. Yeah. You don't live here anymore.
Yeah.
That's what I'm always saying about, like, those of you that own rental property, I feel for you, because, like, the foreclosure rules or, like, the eviction rules in this state, they terrify me.
Well, this isn't even a squatter. He's not a squatter. This is technically, it was his house.
But he just hasn't paid on it.
They just haven't figured out that he keeps being one step ahead when they're like, all right, time to evict him. He's like, well, the government says, which is absolutely insane to think that he's smart enough to figure out all these loopholes and red tape and everything, but he can't figure out a way to just have a job that pays for a house.
It doesn't say where he works, if he works anywhere in here.
And it's not a now thing, guys. It's not like a COVID thing.
It's been 20 years.
20 years he's been doing this.
He's benefiting from COVID right now. It seems like every year he figures out a way to benefit and, like, stay in this house.
Every year. That's just insane to have to worry about that every year.
Because of the last year, COVID-19's backlog in New York's housing courts.
This is about him another year.
Have kept him from pursuing this. So he's just got.
This is this year's reason for him to get out of it.
I just don't know why, like. You can't, like, why isn't he in jail?
Yeah, it's just not a thing. You know what I mean?
I know.
I go to jail if Navient doesn't get their criminal interest payments only.
Yeah.
I'll go right to jail.
Yeah.
But this guy can live in a house for free.
Right to jail.
Right to jail.
Man, dude.
Guess what, Navient?
But, like, at some point.
You ain't getting it now.
At some point, someone's going to come looking for all of that back money.
Right?
Or he's going to go to jail.
Right?
You can't just pull a Michael Scott and declare bankruptcy and not owe anything.
Yeah. You don't get to just play house.
You stole a house.
Yeah, you don't get to play house.
You just crazy, don't. Man.
Or else we would all be trying to do it.
Everybody would be just like, well, nah, I live here now.
Right, we also don't want our credit as a zero.
Yeah, this is a guy who's clearly got, like, once he does get kicked out of this house eventually, now that it's in, like, national news.
Yeah, well, yeah. Sooner or later, somebody's going to be like, I know what to do.
Go to, like, an apartment, and they're going to be like, dude, you have a zero credit score.
Yep. Oh, you refuse to pay payments on something
Look
so much that it's been
him.
20 years? And
oh, you went 20 years and didn't pay for rent? Yeah, we're not renting.
Yeah, now we're going to go, well, no, I can pay cash.
Yeah.
Can you?
Yeah. He'll pay the 1 month, And then he will never pay again. We're going to come back, get ready to roll near 90s at 9. Coco and I will play MLB The Show.
I mean, I do.
I got to focus. He's been killing me. Twitch.tv/KRockCNY, presented by Cornell's Greenhouse in Oneida. CBD, Delta 8 THC, edibles. They've got all the good stuff.
Less than, was it 0.03 of Delta 9?
Do they really?
That's what. Yeah, that's in the disclaimer.
That's a new thing now? Nice.
Well, that's how they get away with it. Nice. That's a loophole. It's just got that little bit in there. Get some gummies.
And we're getting closer and closer just to everything being legal soon.
I need some gummies.
Go for it. I have to describe this video the best way I can to you. It's Gail Metwally, 47, of Elkton, Maryland, who... So I watched the whole video multiple times. She's clearly arguing with... what appears to be a man that lives at this house. Okay. She's arguing with them on the front porch. They're yelling back and forth. Video cuts away. Now you just see Gal out in the front yard. And she's getting like something like a bucket or something. She goes in the front door. Then the next section of the video, it's like kind of like a cut video because the guy's doing it on his Instagram.
Yeah.
You see the living room on fire.
Oh.
The living room is on fire, like a real fire. Gal is sitting in the front lawn in a lawn chair just watching it. So the guys who are filming it, one is filming it, the other guy's on 911.
Yeah.
You're not going to hear this part. He runs over because he hears a woman screaming in the basement.
Oh, Jesus.
And pulls her out of the basement window to get her out of the house.
Jesus, man.
Nobody was injured, thankfully. The house was a total wreck.
What a nut job.
Total nut job. Here's just audio of the guy watching it.
I cannot actually believe my eyes.
4-7.
I cannot actually believe it. And she's sitting there just chilling, watching the house go up in flames. Oh my God.
After that part, they hear the woman screaming in the basement. They run over there and get her out.
What was in the bucket?
I think like gas or something.
Oh.
Or I don't know. Like they say that like she lit a trash can or something. I don't know.
There could have been. Oh, and like then like kicked it over or something. Yeah. Jesus.
Dude, it was crazy.
Light your loins on fire.
You want to light those loins on fire? This next guy's got you. Don't worry. Griffin's Game Room also happening at noon today on twitch.tv/KRockCNY.
Talking about flicking your joystick.
Yeah, so if you ladies got a lunch break and you just want to really take care of yourself.
Mashing that G button.
Oh, my God. He's going to be all over your D-pad. Come check him out. Noon. Be excellent to each other.